Hi, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Glad you're with us on this Monday over the weekend, especially last night. I got to experience a magical moment that had this song. I had that song going through my head because last night, me and Sarah, we got to reunite a dog owner with her dog that I rescued on Friday.
Yeah, I know. I saw the pictures that you posted on Facebook trying to find the owner, and it was being shared so much by people. It was really awesome.
It was amazing. So Friday, I was driving home, and I'm along 16th Street, and I see this puppy dog that I could tell was like 4 or 5 months old by herself. And I'm like, oh my God, being a dog lover, I turned back around. I just assumed she would have a collar on.
Right.
She didn't have a collar on, which I later found out one of Taekwondo's kids let out to try to, you know, they're just trying to go to the bus stop, and the dog, you know, got out because she's a puppy dog. But I saw the dog turn back around, and I'm like, I don't want to take her to a shelter yet. I want to try to find the owner. So Sarah and I, we cared for the dog for 48 hours and hooked it up with freaking, like, you know, Three Dog Bakery and all these things, but we were trying to find the owner. And let me say this, with the help of you guys listening, I posted on Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page, nearly 700 shares of this dog's picture. And with your help, we managed to get a comment about a woman saying that it's her owner. Or, I'm sorry, not her owner. Her neighbor's dog reached out, and last night we got to have
her neighbor's dog reached out. You mean the neighbor of the lady with the dog?
I'm
helping you. It was a late night.
You.
For Colts fans everywhere.
I was so emotional. I can't even talk about it straight. But it was just a really cool moment. Taekwon, I got to meet her last night. Brian, are you okay over there?
Brian's overcome with emotion.
He is. But last night, got to get the dog Red back with her owner last night. Her name's Taekwon. I was so excited. Such a cool moment. Taekwon with us right now. Good morning, Taekwon. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Honestly, I'm a little bit crushed because I had to let go of your dog back to you because I fell in love with your dog over the weekend. Okay, me and Sarah both did. How is Red and you? How are you guys doing back together again?
She's doing good. All the kids are glad to see she's home, and they were so happy to see that she had a new and pretty leash on.
Oh, yeah, this dog got hooked up. She got a leash. She got a new collar with flowers on it. Thanks to Sarah, she got Three Dog Bakery.
See?
Treated her like it was our dog over the weekend.
Yes.
We were committed to finding the owner over the weekend, and I'm so glad your neighbor reached out and said, yo, I know. She didn't say yo. She said, I know who the owner is, and Taekwon, we got you back with your dog.
And I'm so happy because I know she's like a dear friend of mine. So I know as soon as she saw the picture, she just sent it to me, and she was like, oh, my God, is this Red? Yes.
How you know, scared were you whenever, you know, I think, you know, Kyle and I both have dogs, and it would be just so crushing to not know where your dog is. How did it feel? I'm sure it seemed like it lasted forever, even though it was only a day or two.
Seemed like it was, like, so long. My boyfriend was actually like, how long? Like, she felt like she was gone for, like, a week. I said, no, it was only 2 days. But, you know, it was really sad. And the kids are a little upset when she came home and they seen her come, me bring her through the door. They were so excited.
Yeah, in my head, when we had that special moment yesterday outside your place, Taekwon, I really felt like Sam Smith, Stay With Me, should have been playing throughout that entire moment. Well, won't you stay with me, Red puppy dog.
Now you have like a built-in babysitter, though. Just take Red on down the street if you need to go take a little weekend away with the bay or something. Go ahead. Now you already know where you can take her, right?
Quanta, what was it like? How disheartened were your kids in the day or two that you didn't have Red?
My daughter, she's very, very close to her. And like I said, when they said they had found her, they said her toenails were painted. And that's something she does all the time. When I brought her in, and her eyes just lit up, and it was so nice.
She was awesome. I will tell you this, Taekwon. I have a pug. His name's Bentley. And I know it's cuffing season, Taekwon. But yes. Bentley was not ready to make Red your dog his bae over the weekend by any means.
He was jealous, was he?
He was jealous. He was like, why the hell is this dog up in my crib? Full-time radio guy, part-time dog whisperer. Okay, guys? I feel like I'm the Caesar of Indianapolis.
Right, and it's all through the Starbucks. So he puts something at Starbucks, you know, that makes those dogs listen.
Well, you enjoy your time back with Red. If you need me to babysit anytime soon, let me know, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you guys so much again.
Taekwon, have a good day. Tell Red I miss her, love her, take care of your dog, and I'm right down the street if you need me, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Taekwon. And by the way, valuable lesson in all of this, seriously. Put a collar on your dog.
Microchip.
And if you can, microchip your dog, because it's easy for your dog, especially if it's a puppy, to just get out, take off, and all of a sudden, you're like, oh my God, where's my dog at?
So, it's at Kyle's house.
Yeah.
Drinking most, Starbucks.
Yeah, most likely at my house, enjoying himself or herself a freaking gingerbread latte, okay? glad you're with us. Put a collar on your dog. It's Radio Now 100.9.